All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we've got a premiere, but I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this. So, we've decided to do next week, Summer's Gone, and this one, Where It All Began. It's called Where It All Began, and it's by the same developer, Ocean. So Summer's Gone got a lot of acclaim, and we'll probably go ahead and really do that one. But this one is a little different. While Summer's Gone really doesn't have any adult content, this one does. And it has been warned that there is NTR content, which means there'll be some cheating and things like that, and some people aren't cool with that. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. By the way, I plan to do Between Two Worlds and Race of Life, but I'm going to do them in an hour and a half chunks, because that's basically what happened. I might just do an hour of each Sunday, and then 30 minutes of each along with the other ones on Monday, and give them to you like that. Probably be a lot easier on me, because one day of 4 hours of AVN is not something I want to do. But I need to get you that material because I just didn't get a chance to. It's been a very, very busy first week of July. I'm barely getting you this. It's 3 a.m, by the way. I'll be going to bed as soon as this is done. What is your name? Yes. Oh, by the way, this is a pirated version, but the only reason that is because the GOG version that I paid for is having a patch problem. There's a patch that's supposed to update it, and it's not working. It's an 11 megabyte patch, but it can't find my game files no matter where I move them. So I had to jump on F95 and get the version of the game that's patched. By the way, I basically took that version of the game and rewrote over my GOG version, and they work perfect. So this should be the fully updated version of the game that the patch would have provided me had it worked. So it's a mix of two versions of the game, but it seems to be the right one. NTR off or NTR on? What is NTR and how is it handled? If NTR is turned on, there's a possibility that characters can get involved with other people. This can either occur as a consequence or on purpose. Optional fetishes like sharing and swinging are only fully available with it turned on. Also available if turned off, but in a cut version. Infidelity from non-MC character is only possible if turned on. Even with NTR turned on, depending on your choices, you might still not even encounter it. If you turn it off, all NTR content will be cut from the game. It will be completely removed and it isn't going to happen in the background. This is a safe route if you don't want any bad surprises, but characters will act a little less realistic when it comes to some scenarios. Click to proceed. Let's turn it on. And the reason why I want to turn it on is because it's more true to life, and unless you guys want this to be a total fantasy, because, you know, this developer is a little different than some of the other devs. He is trying to tell a story, and in order to tell a story, you have to have at least some grounding in reality. Game features high quality music and controls in the upper right corner. Important, don't turn on skip transitions or you will automatically skip the animations. Press middle mouse button to hide the text box during dialogue. Click to proceed. Also, we have some good news. It seems like the next Fetish Locator game is very close to completion. So we're going to be jumping into that very, very soon. Probably in August, if not October. Not August. Sorry, guys. We'll be jumping into that September, if not November. I'm thinking it'll be done in October. Thank you. A soft rubber bullet flies close to your face. Did it hit? Nope. You damn camper. You're the one behind the couch. Come out, come out. I've got something for you. What is it? Death. Miru? How about we tie the game? What kind of fag are you? I've got a wife and children. They're next. Look to the left. What's that? My panties. You're nude? Yep. I've seen you naked thousands of times before. Are you implying that I lost my sex appeal? No, but panties certainly won't cut it. Fucking spider. What? Did the thought of me shooting your ass scare you? I could push that spider over there. That would certainly get her out of there. You know what's on the plate here. I'm well aware of that. My pussy is super insensitive today. It could take hours to make me come. Hours we have! No. Come on, you ugly shit. Ah, it's gonna get bit! What are you doing there? I want to give you my panty. I don't want your thongs. Yes, that's the way. What's the purpose of the spider here? Wait, is this actually working? No! Yes, no! Suck it, it worked! That was so dirty. That's the only way I know. I hate spiders. Me too. Where is the spider? I have no idea. Shit! Ah! What? I thought it touched my leg again. I just imagined it. This apartment no longer belongs to us. Everything is tingling now. I think it crawled into our bedroom. No, Grim. It's the spider's bedroom now. And it probably expects us to pay the full rent. Ugh. Will you do the honors? Pull out. Well, that makes this a not safe for work video. You've earned my penis. That's what I should say. There you go, gentlemen. Tell your wife or your girlfriend this. Oh, yes, you have earned my penis. Alright, we got full animations in this one. That Grim should be shutting up during. I don't know, I don't hear nothing. Well, I'll be. It's getting to be where you're watching an actual porn. Again, this is a full scene. Do you want me to make you come? Or will you take pity on poor old me? Alright, this one time you have earned yourself my penis. Yay! Foreplay, blowjob, sex, or end scene. I think we did everything, right? We did the foreplay. We did the blowjob. We did the sex. And now we're done. The sex wasn't that long. Boy, I mean, he put it in there and... Oh, I'm finished. Slow and steady wins the race there, sir. She is shaking quite a bit. I wonder if I should do real porn commentary. It would be hilarious. Yep, he's doing the thing. I think she's enjoying it. And he looks like a caveman. That's what it is. Women's fantasy has always been the caveman. Oh, okay. Pulling her hair. Yeah, she's thinking of that new... That was supposed to be a big Ozzy concert tomorrow, guys. Like one of the biggest metal events in the world. I had work. And it sucks because I would stream it to my TV. Get to see all these bands play live. $30 on the big TV. But nope, I gotta work. Sucks. You have no idea how bad I just want to say fuck work tomorrow, but I can't. Normally, I care quite a bit about my job, and I'm good at it. But considering this is just a major concert, and it's being streamed for free. Well, it's being streamed for $30. Yeah. Anyway, I can't go much longer. Inside. Come inside. Miru, I know. Where did... Inside. Always inside. Miru increases the pace. Her warm insides tightly wrap around you. You press... your press. Yeah, I said it right. You press Miru against yourself as you fill her up. Boy, come on, man. You need to fix the grammar. Spelling. She steers her fingernails into your back and slowly moves her pelvis up and down. Feels like a good load. Well, I'm glad. That's what the lumberman says after they get their haul. Oh, feels like a good load. That's what she said. Eileen and Mark broke up. Oh? She had the baby and, well, it was white. How dare you, sir? Another white child? No, it'll be the end of the world! I knew she was cheating on him. I hope you're not the daddy. She told me she was on the pill. You wish. Can you go for another round? Not right now. Chad needs to rest. Damn it! Wombi will remember that. Wombi? Miru, for the last time, stop calling your womb Wombi. Wombi? Like a Roomba? Wombi. This sounds like one of those UK bands I downloaded randomly and just listened to. How about you tell Wombi that to her face? Come, get inside and tell her. Damn, she's got some flexibility. You're a nympho. Oh, I am. Oh, I am sorry. I can't remember being able to choose my libido. You should have put less skill points into sex. Okay, first of all, you know I love it when you make gaming references, and you also know that this makes me even hornier. Second of all, what was second again? Mention the idea of a polyamorous open relationship, or don't mention it. This here is Frederick! No, we won't bring Frederick in. But what about Frederica? What kind of... are we getting a man, or two women? Because I can do the two women thing, and I think you guys can do the two women thing as well. We should have an open relationship. Yeah, I know. Sounds like we would profit from it. You just want to bang that junkie granny. What junkie granny? The one we saw in the supermarket? With the saggy tits? Oh God, why did you have to remind me of that? Right, act all disgusted. You've got a granny fetish. I should have seen it coming. There were signs everywhere. A MILF fetish. We gotta have a MILF, because every time I put a MILF in these videos, the view count goes up by a mile. Oh man, really? Yeah. Mommies love you. Of course they do. I'm handsome, and on top of that, a gentleman. I'm probably the exact dream of a horny housewife who wants to get back at her husband for neglecting her. You forgot... oh, there's some saxophone in this one. You forgot cocky jerk that can only go, like, 3 times a day. Well... 3 times a day, 7 days a week is a lot. Certainly is. I'd be dead. If you take into consideration that most couples do it like, what, 3 or 4 times a week? That is true. Who cares about other couples? They suck. Well, they do, technically. But for real now, the thought of you stuffing another girl makes my belly go, poof! Is that what it does? Jealous worm. You act like I am unreasonably jealous because I don't want you to fuck another girl. And besides that, I have my jealousy under control. Famous last words, ma'am. 1 month ago, but you don't need to remind me of that. And me breaking her nose, she deserved it. She tried to grab your wormy. I'm not saying what you did to her was wrong. But throwing a chair across the entire bar, hitting several other people, and getting us banned for life? Well, this girl's definitely on the spectrum. She called his dick a wormy. She considers her womb a womby. And she's throwing a chair across the bar because, yeah, they do some crazy things. These Otzi girls do crazy things. Like, really bad things. I regret nothing. And what about your jealousy? I'm not jealous. I know. Why not? It's what Helen taught me. Always keep your head clean and don't let these feelings poison your mind. And I like that about you. No unnecessary drama. But back to the topic. An open relationship could be tempting, but the risks are high. Like, what if you fall in love with someone else? I think in order to make such a thing work, you need to be able to distinguish between sex and love. That's true. Let's put a pin on this and talk about it some other time, alright? Sure. I think your phone is vibrating. Hello? This man also, like the guy from Loot Line, he doesn't believe in shirts. He's like, well, you know, I've got these muscles, so I don't need a shirt. Hello? Hello there. Who is there? You don't remember my voice? Nope. It's Leah. Are you still there? I need a second. What can I do for you? I need you to come home. How did you get my number? This is a question for another time. Something has happened. Helen had an accident. What? Is she okay? I need you to come back. Leah, is Helen okay? She's alive. Thank God. Is there anything? I need you right now. All right, I'll come. That was much easier than I thought. It seems like you were playing with that thought for a while now. Of course I was. I'll call you tomorrow. I just need a day to... Yeah. Bye. Bye. Miru carefully observes your body language, trying to find an opening to say something. Mm-hmm. 11:30. So, we could grab some drinks at Momogli? Nah. Man. I'll use my poundy coupon. You seriously want to use your poundy coupon for this? I know how valuable it is, but yes, I will use it. It's your last one. Come on, let's change. Tough night? So obvious. You look like the definition of troubled. Yeah, something unexpected happened and I have to deal with it now. I thought I could postpone it, but yeah, it found its way to me. What if you just let it rest? I would regret it for the rest of my life. On the house, thanks. I am surprised you're wearing a hoodie. How come? There's no need to dress up sexy to a bar if you know where your next 500 orgasms will come from. And you said you like me in hoodie and shorts. It's indeed a nice look. A nice look? Your exact words were easy to get off and have a quickie. You expecting a quickie? I always expect a fast poundy when we go somewhere. Boy, that locust out there, he is making some noise. Why do you think I almost never wear underwear? Because you always drench them. And also, a fast poundy never works out, you tight nugget. Exactly. That's why we have the 1 meter distance rule when I'm wearing underwear. Also known as the no poundy rule. So before I implode, do you want to tell me who called you? Leah. If I remember correctly, she was your sister? No, we grew up in the same household, but we're not related. At one point we had a bond I describe as much closer than family. Whoops. She just called, so totally out of the blue? Yeah, that's definitely not like her. What did she want? Apparently Helen had an accident and Leah asked me to come back. She said she needed me. Oh, is she okay? She kind of dodged the question, didn't go into much detail. We should go. We? You don't really think I'd let you go alone, do you? No, I knew you would have wanted to come with me. Who's Helen exactly? We gave her different names over the years. Mother, warden, teacher. Finally, I get to meet them, so they don't miss out on our wedding. Oh, you're that confident that I'll marry you? If you don't, I'll kill you and put a ring on your corpse. I'm afraid to go back. Understandably, you left without saying a word. I expect there to be some screaming. You're not making it easier for me by saying these things. Sugarcoating it will not help you, and you might look like a fool when it escalates. I'd rather tell you the truth so that you can mentally prepare. And if it was easy, then you wouldn't be afraid. I'm actually glad she called. I miss them so much. Aww. Empty your drink and I'll get us the next round. You want me to get drunk? Yes, your current state is BB. To drink or not to drink? It's like the 5th of July, but whatever. One more hurricane, the bartender smiles. Try this one. What's in there? Rum, lemon juice, sugar, and passion fruit syrup. Oh, that sounds good. Technically, it's a hurricane, but I added an extra shot of white rum and Mirarashin. I don't know what Mirarashin is, but I do like the rum, the lemon juice. Oh, that's going to kill my stomach, though. And the passion fruit syrup, too. I call it an orkin. Thanks. Dude, stop slurping them in one slurp. I feel good. You probably have to carry me home. If you puke, I'll get 2 poundy coupons. At least if you chug them down like this, it effectively increases the chance of us having sex by 11%. Carry me to the bathroom and you can give me a deep poundy. Sorry, but you've used all your poundy coupons. Easy. We're the best! Wanna beat them in some darty? Drunk? Sure! Let's play darts while drunk! What's the worst that could happen? Why not? Hi, wanna play? Sure, loser has to pay for drinks. You and Miru look at each other. Ha ha ha. Yeah. No. $100. What? That's too much. I see, you already know you're going to lose. What? No. We've got $50. Not worth our time. Okay, how about $50 and lose his girlfriend as to flash her tits? Are you stupid? Babe, don't worry, we got this. Then I at least want to see his upper body. Why would you want to see your tits? Okay, fair. You in for some titties? Been a while since I saw some titties. Sure. All you gotta do is look down. There's titties. Grim, our ritual. I need the blessing. You squeeze her right boob. You got it, babe. That last drink was a mistake. Yeah, I think I'm kind of tipsy. Alright, 11 more points. Unfortunate. In response, they hit theirs. Yes! See, babe, we're the best. Sorry, I'm a little tipsy. Who would have thought one slurping drinks would do that to you? But, well, you lose some, you win some. Oh, the fuck on. I'm not making this. Oh, they stop it. Oh, he's wise. I've hit my limit. Ellie? Okay. You got it, babe. 11 more points. That makes $50, can we? You don't go back on a bet. What if I just don't pay? Are $50 really worth a broken bone? Thank you. And now the other part. Man, Fuck, I knew it, you idiot. You fucking moron. Babe, I... Alright. Disco is not dead, folks. Alright, you probably wanna... Miru lets out a small laugh. I really don't. Show your abs or don't show your abs. Man, if I had abs like that, I'd show them to everybody. I mean, I do, but I don't have abs like that. I mean, my God. That's like, I'm going to live at the gym. And the diet that you'd have to have can be legendary. It's like a professional bodybuilder physique, man. And I know a lot about that. I've been a fan of the sport for many, many years. She smiles a little. Babe, wait! How about we go to the park and you tell me a little about Wollust? You nod. Keep the rest. Thank you. I just realized we probably cannot have sex there. You just need to be more quiet. When I masturbate, I'm super quiet, but for some reason I can't keep it together when you're inside of me. Like, there's this shock that goes through my body, a sensation that makes me feel I'm about to vomit if I don't let it out. Man, I'm a weirdo. You're my weirdo. And then you dare to mention an open relationship. I'm still open! Really? Yeah, I can divide between sex and love. Maybe it's not such a bad idea. I mean, I do have a weird libido. You'd be perfect for porn. Haha, I know it's supposed to be a compliment, but it feels like an insult. Miri snuggles closer to you and you watch the city skyline. I wish we had a penthouse and could make love while looking at the skyline. I gotta go pee real fast. Way to ruin the penthouse love mood. Dude, don't do that. Haha, that explains why Miru left. What brings you here? I was heading home from work. Everything in butter? You look more down than usual. Everything in butter? The fuck does that mean? I got a call from Leah. Oh wow, if I remember correctly, she was your sweetheart? Yeah, I ran away when I was 16. Right, you mentioned it to me before. Are you drunk? Yeah, Miro kept shoving cheer-up drinks in my face. Daphne chuckles. Even though she doesn't really like me, she's a good girl. Okay, so this developer is German. Alles in butter is a German idiom that translates to everything is in butter. It means everything is fine or everything is okay. So it's a German developer. Ocean is German. It's not used much outside of Germany. Even though she doesn't really like me, she's a good girl. I'll be so free and assume you are heading there? Yeah, at least for a while. If you want, I can look after Gefritzel. Just in case you stay a little longer. Aren't you afraid of him? Totally. But you two helped me out by cooking all the challenging meals for my parents' party. It's the least I can do. Thanks, Daphne. I wonder if Mira will ever warm up to me. Well, that fight you two once had. Hey, we said we'd never speak about it again. We shook hands on it. No, wait, we did a pinky swear. It's just a bummer that we can never hang out without it being weird. That's why we should hang out alone. Is she okay with that? Of course, she knows she can trust me. Great, and I would also never do anything inappropriate. Of course not, you're afraid of her. Seriously? Your New Year's resolution was to stop smoking. That was 6 months ago and I broke it like 500 times. 5,000 times. If I see you smoke again, I'll put it out on your boob. Ah, no, why'd you remind me of that? I will never get why Nina did that. I was like, what the fuck? When are you leaving? Tomorrow. You'll come back, right? You pause for a second and put your hand out. I think so. So it depends on how it goes? I pretty much think about them every day. I have my life here, but if everything goes well, I don't know if I could just leave again. You two, well, at least you're one of my best friends here. I mean, I was there when it happened. It's not like you're just some acquaintance to me. We did go through some serious shit together. Remember my birthday when we got so drunk we needed subtitles to speak? You chuckle. So, I think you can see why I am not very fond of that. I get it. But my hopes of it going well are slim. You told me a lot about them. Helen was very proud, and now you are afraid that she's going to reject you out of principle. I think you were close to Leah, but she also called you. That pretty much shows she wants you there. There's more to it, a certain component of honor. There's no point in worrying about it now. I'll see tomorrow what's going to happen. Where's Miru? She said she would use the restroom, but I assume she saw you and is giving us some time alone. She and I also talked about an open relationship. Really? Yeah. I always thought Miru was the jealous type. Not if you don't give her a reason. She's capable of using logic. Make sure to put down some ground rules. We will. Did you hear about Mark and the white baby? Yeah. Do you know who the father is? Eileen and you were pretty cool, weren't you? It's not even funny. You were on my list of potential fathers. You bitch. Man, can you imagine how he must have felt? Imagine Miru getting pregnant and giving birth to a black baby. Miru cheating sounds so unbelievable that I can't even process that thought. In terms of loyalty, she's a 10. But Eileen isn't my type. I would even impregnate you before I would do her. What is that supposed to mean? It would be the highest honor to impregnate me. Since I first met you, you never had a boyfriend. Why? It's tedious, meeting new people, dating them, and finding the butt. That's why I keep it a friendship, or in rare cases, a one-night stand. You look like, how do I put this delicately? You haven't been porked in a while. Daphne squints her eyes. Good observation. And since when do you show so much cleavage? It's my own form of protest. As you know, I was raised strictly Catholic, and their shit is pissing me off lately. And me showing some boob is my way of showing the finger. I remember your mother screaming at me for saying the word fuck twice. But hey, if you and Miro go open and my slump continues, I'll allow you to port me. You'll allow me? If I wanted to pork you, I could. Okay, let's not say pork anymore. Porking sounds disgusting. And no, I never even hit on you once since you got together with Miru. And if I wasn't with Miru, I'd probably fuck you. And regret it the next day. Yeah, you and I are made to be friends. Daphne raises her brow. Maybe, but I still think we could work out as a couple. But let's not talk about this. It feels wrong because of Miru. Yeah, I don't want her to beat you up again. She just slapped me, and if you remember, I dodged it gracefully. I sure do, especially the part where your face hit the floor. But it brought us all closer together, right? Yeah, at least something came out of it. Send me some pictures, will you? I will. Well, I gotta go. My cat is probably already eating the furniture. Goodbye, Daphne. Make sure to place the key where I can find it, and we stay in contact, okay? And don't you dare to hit me with a deep voice. Yo, I'm staying here now, and I'm never coming back. Farewell. I won't. Daphne looks at you for a second longer than usual, as if she was afraid to never see you again. Hey, no crying. I know your cry face. I'm trying really hard. Oh no, I missed Daphne. Damn. Alright guys, so this is where we're gonna end off because I can't even really keep my eyes open. I'll see you guys next time with more of this, if you guys like it, and Summer's Gone, because I'm gonna start that back up. We're gonna have a whole week devoted to Ocean. So let me know what you think, and we'll continue this one, or we'll do Ocean and some other AVN rather. I'm out.